joining us now. Dual international, of course, played for Queensland. Lottie Takiri joining us again on a Monday. Lottie, morning to you, mate. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you, boys?
Good, thank you. Are we cheapening the New South Wales jersey by wearing navy blue on Wednesday nights? Caused a bit of a stir.
Yeah, I think, well, I don't know if it's cheapened it, but why? Why have they done it?
No doubt commercial reasons.
I'd say that'd be the number one reason. The fact that they can make a dollar out of it. They've got an alternate strip. I think most sporting teams these days have home and away strips, and I reckon that's the reason, without knowing.
Did you ever play in an alternate strip, Loss?
I didn't know. It was always the sky blue.
Sky blue, right? And that's how you know New South Wales. You know it's an Origin game. I don't know why they've done it, but the proof will be in the pudding on Wednesday night, right?
It will, with the performance from the players. I will say this, though, Lottie. They've worn it before. They wore it in 2019, and I don't think it made a difference on that night. I think they were very, very good.
We won comfortably.
Yeah. I can understand people going, because I would prefer it to be sky blue as well. But I understand the commercial reality of a professional environment today. You know, they're looking to make money. They're looking to give their sponsors more exposure. All that, I understand it. But if it just was down to what you wanted to play in, I think most people would say they wanted that sky blue.
How confident are you, Lottie, about Queensland? The market still hasn't moved, really. They're outsiders, despite all the money coming for them.
We're always outsiders, boys. We're always outsiders, right? Even though when we're not. I don't know. I'm actually probably a little bit scared of Turbo and Latrobe being back. A couple of years ago, they dusted us up when they played in the centres. Confident is probably, I don't know. You know, game one's always pretty important, right? Whoever wins game one generally goes on to win the series. And in you know, a territory where, you know, there's not really a lot of support either way. There'll be a lot of travelling fans, but yeah, I'm just scared of that centre pairing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, Lottie. Do you feel like Adelaide has any sort of advantage for Queensland?
Oh, I don't know, mate. I don't think so. I think every time we seem to play on those oval fields, AFL ovals, we generally lose. So I think the last time we played there, and the last time we played in Perth as well, we got trounced. But no, I don't think so, mate. I think the rest of Australia, yes, we'll be with Queensland, but you know, generally hate New South Wales. I don't know.
Where do you see the strengths in the Queensland side, Lottie?
Mate, I just think we just got depth, mate. I think our strength's always been where we, how we approach the game. You both probably talked about the sport and the passion, this, that, and the other. But I think Billy has really got that going. I think that's where we can win it, and that's where we've always sort of won it. What do you reckon, Loss?
I think there's a couple of strengths. One is Munster. He scares the hell out of me. Just his unpredictability, and he's one of these players for mine that the bigger the game, the better that he can play. And the Harry Grant, Ben Hunt combination, 100%. It's caused us havoc ever since they've introduced those two into the game together.
That's the difference.
So around the middle, I'd be scared of those two.
What do New South Wales do? Are they with Uppy? Who's gonna come in there?
Well, I think they're going to try and allow Appy to play as long as he possibly can, and then if he needs a rest, I don't know who they'll put in there actually, because I think Cam Murray off the interchange bench for New South Wales, playing in the middle, is going to be an advantage to us because he's got good speed and good footwork, and I'm expecting the ground to be a little bit slippery. So if he can come onto the game, I think he might cause Queensland some nightmares through the middle. I'm hoping they don't put him to hooker. I think they're talking about putting Luai in at nine if they need to rest Appy. So that'll be interesting because I haven't seen him play there before and even fill in there before. But I'm assuming, mate, they're going to try and get 80 out of Appy.
Yeah, well, he doesn't. I don't know if he's played 80 for a while, right? I think they give him a spell at club and everywhere else. But mate, you're right. I think our halves are a big strength for Queensland. I think now we control it there. First time we've sort of come into a series with a bit of form, and that probably scares, you know, if you think about it, probably scares us a little bit because, you know, we are in some form. We don't want to get overconfident. I know we're not favourites, but we're going okay.
Watching Kalyn Ponga yesterday, and, you know, he bounced up after copping a couple of knocks near the head. What did you make of, you know, I guess we were discussing this morning how he just sort of has our hearts in our mouths every time we're watching him. How do you think he went yesterday? And naturally a lot of focus on whether he'll play a role in the series at some point. I guess a lot depends on what Reece Walsh does on Wednesday night.
Yeah, well, you know, I think Kalyn's a great player. He obviously, I really feel sorry for him and Dane Gagai. I think he will play some part in this series. I'm surprised they probably don't have him in camp and to get in there. Kalyn is a top-tier player, and he will stand up if he's picked. At some point in the series, we all love him and seen him play. I think his position is fullback, keep him at the back, and don't meddle with him too much in his positions. What do you reckon, Loz? Do you think he's a fullback or a six?
No, I think he's a fullback. I think he's a fullback. Yeah. I think he could transition into the six role, but the more you think about his longevity in his career, I think they need to probably stick with him at fullback now. You just take him, you take a lot of the risk out of him getting or receiving another head knock when he's playing at fullback rather than being in the line. Because I suppose when you're in the line, if you're playing against Kalyn, you're sending a lot of traffic his way and he's more risk of receiving a head knock by doing that than possibly what he is at fullback. Yeah. But I think he's a wonderful player.
He's a great player, as you know, mate. Yeah, if you're playing those sort of blokes in an Origin series, even in an NRL game, you're sending them traffic. You're saying to your big boys, run at him.
Yeah.
You know, it's true. Sad but true. But you're sending traffic his way. Yeah.
And it's like yesterday too, Lockie. Lottie. It's like, you know, every coach would be saying, "Let's get stuck into Ponga."
Yep.
Like you'd be saying, let's try and rattle his cage a bit. So every time he hits the ball, if he comes into the line, let's give it to him. And that's why I was happy sort of yesterday. They merely gave it to him.
He got up. Yeah, I agree.
And that's a really good sign for him going forward.
Lottie, how do you manage this time of the year? You know, you look at the Broncos. That was a brilliant win against the Warriors with so many players out. How do clubs manage, you know, not having their Origin players through this period?
Yeah, well, I think the Broncos have done really well. I think they had a really good preseason. You know, Tristan Saylor, they've got a really good squad and a squad mentality, that next guy up sort of thing. It's taken a while there at Brisbane to manage that. And I think Kevy's managed that all right. I think there's a few guys in their squad that have played NRL and at an NRL level. Those guys are. I think it's just the mentality around playing at that level, and having that good squad. I think they've got a few other guys. I think there's Pereira. I think they've got a few blokes that have got NRL experience that probably aren't even playing in that as well. So I think the big thing to win a comp is your depth, and I think Brisbane have it at the moment. And when they're called, I think they step up. I think the big thing for Brisbane over the last couple of weeks is how they've turned up. I know they lost the week before, and the way they lost was probably a telling factor around how good they actually are. you know, they didn't lose by a hell of a lot of points, and they really had a go. So that mentality around just still keeping in the fight and still having a go.
What about the Dolphins, mate? They just continue to impress. They were good again the other night against the Dragons.
Yeah, mate, Wayne. You know what I mean? It's simple footy. Hold on to the ball. Get to the end of your sets, and they just grinded that out. They just keep turning up, mate. They just keep turning up for each other. One thing Wayne does well is you play for each other. You've got a good squad mentality. Don't let each other down. You can look your mate in the eye, and I think they've done that every week, other than, you know, probably one game. I think, you know, for a first-year team, they probably will make the eight.
Okay, before you go, New South Wales by how many on Wednesday night, Lottie?
I'm thinking Queensland by eight, boys.
God. Well,
Queensland by eight, Loz?
Well, you know what, Lottie? I think it'd be a really good game. I think they're two evenly matched squads, but my concern for Queensland, and you touched on it right from the get-go, I just look at Tommy and Latrell up against Hammer and Val, and there could be a mismatch there. That's all. I think without them last year, I think we struggle for potency out wide. That won't be the case this year. And with Fox being there too, he's a real try scorer. So that's where I see our advantage. But it'll be a close game.
Yeah.
Good on you, Lottie. Appreciate it, mate.
Talk out. See you, boys.